Hi everybody, my name is David Hoppe. I'm the president of Gen Con. Welcome to Gen Con 55. I have a quick statement to read and then I'll take a few questions. So we're thrilled to be back in Indianapolis again for this 55th edition of Gen Con, or as we like to call it, the best 4 days in gaming. 2022 marks our 19th year in Indy, and we're back in full force with tens of thousands of fans approaching pre-pandemic attendance numbers, a sold-out exhibit hall, and all the spectacle and excitement that make Gen Con a can't-miss event for gamers of all ages. We've got an incredible 4 days of gaming ahead of us. For the first time since 2019, we're back in Lucas Oil Stadium. Our ever-popular costume contest is back, and we have over 15,000 ticketed events for gamers and tournaments of every variety. Speaking of big numbers, hundreds of new games are released every year at Gen Con, and 2022 is no exception. Once again, we have a giant exhibit hall filled with over 500 game vendors, so whether you're looking for something new for family board game night, or the latest independent role-playing game, or a new set of elf ears, we're sure to have it here at Gen Con. The health and safety of our attendees remains a top priority for us, and we are requiring both masks and proof of vaccination while participating at Gen Con in the convention center and in indoor spaces. We'll also be running over 800 events online and streaming live all weekend long on the Twitch streaming platform, bringing a taste of Gen Con Indie to thousands of fans all over the country and all over the world. Now, despite our enthusiasm for this year, I want to note that we are deeply troubled by the action currently underway in the Indiana General Assembly. This morning, we released a statement to our community affirming our stance that reproductive rights are human rights and that we support a woman's right to choose. Passage of Senate Bill 1 will have an impact on our stakeholders and attendees and will make it more difficult for us to remain committed to Indiana as our long-term annual home. Turning back to the week ahead of us, I want to highlight that badges are still available for all 4 days of the convention, and there's an incredible amount of stuff to do every day. If you like monster trucks, we've got the original Bigfoot parked out in our event hall right now. If you like Dungeons & Dragons or Magic the Gathering, we've got tons of events for you here. Gen Con begins tomorrow, Thursday, and ends on Sunday, and Sunday badges are only $16. So gather up some friends or family, come on down, and check out all the fun. Now, I have a few moments for questions. Start with you. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't provide a lot of details on that. You know, this is relatively new for us, and it's quite complicated. As you state, we are committed here through 2026. We do have to think about what this means beyond that, and of course, we would have to look at what it means for the period up until that time. Anyone else? Yeah, so we made this decision back in January, as a matter of fact, and you know, kept tabs on what was happening with the pandemic and watching what other peers in the industry have done. And some have dropped mask mandates, brought them back, and we've tried to be consistent the whole way just so that people could know what to expect. And given kind of the way the pandemic is going right now, we think this is absolutely the best choice.